Harper Audio presents Supreme Commander, MacArthur's Triumph in Japan, by Seymour Morris, Jr., read by Charles Constant. Preface. In late 1943, Winston Churchill received a confidential memo from a British officer serving as UK liaison to General Douglas MacArthur. Churchill wanted to know what kind of man this was who was commanding the American campaign in the South Pacific. He is shrewd, selfish, proud, remote, high-strung, and vastly vain. He has imagination, self-confidence, physical courage and charm, but no humor about himself, no regard for truth, and is unaware of these defects. He mistakes his emotions and ambitions for principles. With moral depth, he would be a great man. As it is, he is a near miss, which may be worse than a mile. His main ambition would be to end the war as a Pan-American hero in the form of Generalissimo of all Pacific theaters. Less than 2 years later, this man did become the Generalissimo of all Pacific theaters, responsible for leading Japan away from militarism and feudalism and toward democracy. The American occupation of Japan was, without question, the most successful, and possibly the only, successful occupation of a defeated nation ever attempted. The fact that after it was over and the defeated country eventually went on to become a world power in its own right tends to color our view of history. We think of Japan's path to democracy and economic prosperity as obvious, something to be expected of such a hard-working and diligent people. It was not. When the war ended, no one knew what path Japan would take. It was a country...